All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Mike, let's try to handle this. I am told you have 11 issues to handle during the blitz here. I don't know if we can get to all 11. I will do my best, though. Keep in mind, I'll keep my answers shorter.
No, because then when you do that, you rush through them.
Yeah, but I'm kind of intrigued at what all 11 issues are.
Well, let's get it.
All right, let's go.
Let's get this Litz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more. All right. We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike.
All right, go.
All right, question number one.
Yes, next. Gotta,
that's what you do when I say this line. You say, no. Okay, next. Question number one, though. One of the biggest stories of the week, Mike McCarthy out in Green Bay. Top two names rumored to replace him so far, Josh McDaniels and Bruce Arians. Do you see either of those two as realistic? Then I have a follow-up.
I would just file it under who does Aaron Rodgers want. Sure, they're both realistic. Arians has been campaigning for it. Who does Aaron Rodgers want? Because that's, you've made that bed. Now you got to line it. You don't get a choice. That's the truth.
Really are rushing through these, aren't you? No, I'm just messing.
Up yours. That's a good answer.
Follow up to that, though, on the topic of Josh McDaniels. Patriots owner Robert Kraft came out and said he's flattered by all the interest offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is currently receiving for potential head coaching jobs. Do you see Josh McDaniels leaving New England to be a head coach, or do you think he's staying there until Belichick leaves and he will be the next Patriots coach after him?
Oh, boy.
Because remember when he went to the when he was going to go to the Colts, Kraft basically sat him down and said,
"Yeah,
he had to get something sweet offer to stay."
I think he stays. I think he stays as the heir apparent, and his reputation there is far better than it is around the league. I'll go stays for 400, Alex.
You agree with this? Cowboys will roll to the NFC East title.
Roll? What the hell does that even mean?
They're going to have no problem where they're at right now winning the NFC East.
No, I'm not ready to say that. Mike, it's hard to win a division. Sign the Lions.
Look,
they haven't
good
done
against
it in 25 years.
You think the Cowboys will win the division?
I'm not ready to bury the Eagles fully yet. I would say they win the division, but I don't think they're going to roll. I need to see more than three good weeks of football.
Octobox.
John Elway had a quote.
Oh, great.
On undrafted star Philip Lindsay, he said, I'd take 53 of him on my team.
Okay.
But bigger picture here. Philip Lindsay, with how he's come on strong this year, do you think that he can be one of the premier running backs in this league moving forward, or is this kind of a one-year thing where he's really not this good?
Well, no, there's only, when you say premier running back, I say 300-touch guy, 300-carry guy. Philip Lindsay's 5'8 and a buck 80. Now, is he going to be the first undrafted rookie to make a Pro Bowl? Yes. Has he had an incredible year? Yes. But I don't think he's going to be a bell cow. But did Denver trip into something where they've got this unbelievable part of their running game now for dirt cheap for the next 3-4 years? Absolutely. But when you say premier, I say Todd Gurley. I say Le'Veon Bell. Before what took place, I said Kareem Hunt. You need a guy. You need a dude, a guy who's going to have the ball 300 times, three down back, and Lindsay can't be that. But it is. Wow.
No, you had paused there. You had paused.
Damn.
You had
all right,
paused
next.
There. You're going to say but what?
Nah, nothing. Don't
wasn't
worry about it.
Wasn't important.
Don't right. worry about it now.
Well, moving on. If you're not going to be fast, that we have to move on, Mike. Buccaneers.
Here, you're number one. How about that?
Thank you. Love you too. Buccaneers 8-point underdogs to the Saints this weekend, but they are listed as one of the top upset potential games, according to what ESPN wrote today.
Why? Because they beat him week one?
Well, they said Buccaneers healthy on the defensive line and getting better play from Jameis Winston. Do you think there's a chance the Bucs can upset the Saints this weekend?
Well, it's outside, though. It's down in Tampa, isn't it? I would bet you a coffee. If you look up Drew Brees at Tampa, his numbers are funky. I swear to God, every year they go down there and they don't play well. And, of course, it's Tampa, so it's going to be raining or something awful. They're so bad, I can't say upset, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's close.
Only if it's a big black coffee.
Right.
Double box.
Totally unneeded.
All right, next question.
Totally unnecessary.
Put you on the spot here with this one, all right?
Sure.
Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Josh Rosen.
Baker Mayfield.
Give me the best out of this bunch you think will be the best NFL quarterback. Give me the worst out of that bunch.
Mayfield 1, Jackson 5. And I'll tell you why. Hold on, David. That's not fair. He has shown no proficiency throwing the football yet. He's the guy I know the least about. Allen has shown an unbelievable ability to use his feet. Cam Newton-esque.
135
huge
yards.
Huge arm. And he's got to work on his accuracy. Rosen, complete command of an offense. Just needs some time. Darnold, look. Jackson, I don't know anything about yet. All right, well, we'll see. Jeez. Wow, second time.
You had paused there. You were ready to move on. Say it again, but Baker what? Baker Mayfield what? Yeah, you can't say anything after the sound effect, please.
Do it live!
Please, continue. Baker Mayfield what?
Next, please.
You just got it. You feel like
I've been edited. Next,
you're off,
please.
You're off today a little bit. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Redskins talked about, Mike, signing Colin Kaepernick, but they will not likely be signing
shocking.
Colin Kaepernick.
Shocking.
Now, is this, lack of a cute question, is this just proof that Kaepernick is officially blackballed from the league?
Yes. It's just ridiculous
Mark
at this
Sanchez.
Point. All right. They're going to start Mark Sanchez, but they can't bring Kaepernick in to back him up the last month of the season? I don't want to hear about schemes or... You know, we thought about it. There's so many guys in the league that don't belong in the league. I'm done with it. It's a joke.
You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one on the spot here. I'm going to put you on the spot. You get to pick any one NFL defender with which to start your new franchise, regardless of contract situation. Who are you taking and why?
Got to be a pass rusher. You know, I'll tell you, because he's so unique, I know he's not an edge rusher, but it would still be Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. I just think Aaron Donald creates havoc in the middle of that line. I would take Aaron Donald. Can't take J.J. Watt, getting up there in years, too many injuries. I don't love any edge rusher enough to bypass Aaron. I'd say Aaron Donald.
We're going to bring in a triple box here.
Oh, not so quick on the draw this time, huh?
No, that was the system. I got to bring those.
Yeah, I bet.
I got a personal question I want to ask you here, because I am really, really high on this guy. I think he's going to be a great player. I think he'll be one of the best linebackers in all of football.
Yeah.
Leighton Van Der Esch of the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Are you bought in on this kid being one of the top linebackers in the NFL?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome in coverage, awesome at the line of scrimmage. He's freaky athletic. He's long. Mike, all in. That's a great call on your part, and that's a great pick by the Cowboys. That kid looks – oh, wait, that kid's everything Jared Davis isn't. He looks like a star.
Last one, kind of a fun one. Every week during the Blitz, I like to update you with where the Lions would currently be drafting.
Oh, I know.
And asking you if this would be good enough. Lions right now would be drafting, drum roll, 5th in the NFL draft.
We can do better. If they lose to Arizona, they're picking 4th. Then we're zeroing in on the top 3. Oh, no, Mike. 5th? Not good enough. Not when you can be 4th. No.
Fair enough.
This is a must-lose Sunday. It is. The Giants have screwed up. They're helping you out. The Cardinals have screwed up. They're helping you out. Take advantage of it.
Everybody won last weekend.
Take advantage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.